Today on Experts on the 20s, it's Jeff Jackal with Jackal Law, and you can find them at jackallaw.com on the web. We're talking business and employment law. So one of the interesting things that you're bringing up here today, the common mistakes that employers make that will generate lawsuits. What kind of tricky waters are we in here?
Well, I've been practicing employment law for about 16 years. And during that time, I get asked a lot by employers, how can I avoid lawsuits? Or what are some of the common mistakes that employers make? My list is probably 10 items long, but these are the three I think the easiest to control.
Okay.
The first one is during the actual termination itself, when the supervisor or the person doing the termination either gives vague or untruthful reasons for the termination.
Okay. Then when you say that, one thing that comes to my mind is we're eliminating your position.
Right.
But really, I find out less than a month later, they still have the same number of employees.
Exactly. Or it's we're making budget cuts when, in fact, you've hired someone to replace them. Another reason was, you know, we really like you around here. It's just not working out. When, in fact, everyone really does not like this employee. They're a morale killer, and they're being let go because of kind of the poison they brought into the workplace.
Wow, but you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Exactly. And that's the problem, is that people don't do it maliciously. It's just a very difficult conversation to have. And so they'll make up reasons, or they're not entirely truthful. And what that does is it gives the employee, and primarily the employee's lawyer, an opportunity to fill in the blank. What was the real reason?
Oh, all right. So advice when you are going to have to terminate somebody, just be upfront.
Be direct, be honest, and do yourself and the employee a favor to explain why. Sometimes it's a benign reason. It truly is a budget cut. That's fine. That happens. But if it's not, when you give them bad information like that, you're just setting yourself up for them to think of what the real reason is.
What's another common mistake employers will make when they go to fire somebody?
A lot of employers don't actually review the person's personnel file or really even conduct a thorough investigation before letting them go. Even if you think it's just a basic, look, the true reason here is it's a budget cut or some what you think is a legitimate reason. If you don't do that investigation, if you don't look at the personnel file, you could be walking into a real problem. That employee could have just complained about working conditions, safety conditions. They could have been making noise with their colleagues about some sort of maybe sexual harassment issue or hostile work environment claim. They could have been talking about they're going to be going out because of some big surgery that's coming up. They haven't yet told the employer about. Anything could have happened. And when you let that person go without doing that investigation, you're really setting yourself up for the employee to then go to the lawyer and say, hey, I was telling everyone about this. They fired me because they don't want me on staff for whatever reason it was. And that gets into a real problem for the employer because it really makes you look bad.
Yeah.
And it allows juries and plaintiff's attorneys to kind of get the conspiracy theory hat on and challenge what you're doing.
So the employer needs to make sure that they don't get blindsided. And so they need to look into this before they proceed.
And make sure it's handled appropriately before the termination is made.
Now, how could an employer misuse the employee review?
Well, this is a really common one. And it has it really comes out of the same reasons when you give vague or sometimes untruthful reasons for a termination. Managers in general hate the review process. They hate putting down negative information about the people that they're supervising. And so they tend to focus on the positive. And what that does is if you do have a lawsuit or an issue later on with that employee, none of the negative things that you experienced about that employee are on there. And sometimes it's false positives about what they're doing well when actually they're not. And it's all out of a desire on the part of the manager to avoid difficult conversations, to avoid having to give constructive criticism and just get through it without having to face it head on.
So that can really be tricky when the employee says, hey, I've had 10 years of gold stars every single time.
Exactly.
And you're letting me go.
Right. And so just imagine this scene in a deposition, maybe 6 months later, when you've said, to your lawyers, look, this person was one of the worst employees we had. We couldn't have them here anymore. And then you go to a deposition and the plaintiff's lawyer asks you, is it your policy, sir or ma'am, to put false information on employee reviews? Well, no, of course not. We always are truthful in our reviews. Well, I've got 10 years worth of reviews here that say my employee was a five-star employee.
Mm-hmm.
If you really believed that they did all of these things, why isn't it documented?
Wow. Okay. Be careful when you're in this position. So if you're an employer and you need some questions answered, go to chacklelaw.com. That's how you can get a hold of Jeff here. And it's Jeff Chackle. Thank you so much.
Thank you.